And thank you, Greg. And what a nice weather break from all the heat today. So highs around 82, I heard Greg say. That's sunny skies. That's awful nice. So won't last long is the unfortunate thing. The heat will start coming back in over the week. And tomorrow around 91, then it starts to heat back up to around 95 with the high heat index. So be safe out there and enjoy the day today. Get out and do all your yard work today. And someone who can help you with that and maybe save you some money is Miss Barbara Ray.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
Isn't it beautiful out?
It is. It's one of those nice, rare, nice days. For
I went out and I was taking some pictures of my flowers today, and I thought, I'm going to grow this again next year. And I looked at a couple and I thought, I'm not going to grow you. You're not producing good enough in the heat.
Yeah. Well, it is tough. It's tough on everything outside right now, isn't it?
Yes, and right now in the garden, this heat brings on every bug that wants to chew, eat, or cut, and mess up your pretty garden. And today we're going to talk about bugs.
And what's bugging you?
What's bugging me?
Well, that is important, though. You've got, I know, aphids. I've dealt with aphids. It seems like they always come back to the same plants. Is that normal?
Well, what happens is that they get you get the eggs in your soil. And the good thing about aphids is that they have such a short lifespan, about 7 days. And you can take a paper towel and wipe off aphids and destroy that life cycle where they won't drop off and lay more eggs in the soil. And or you can wash them off and they can't swim. So aphids shouldn't be too bad a problem, but what they do like is they like the tender growth on the tips of your plants. And that's where to look for an aphid, is up on the top.
Okay.
They especially like roses and tender shoots of plants. But roses is one of the things that aphids really, really like to get on.
Exactly. And this morning you'll talk about some ways to save some money and not have to use pesticides and chemicals on your plants and in your garden.
What we have in this area, we have about 6 insects that really plague the gardeners. And we've talked about aphids. And another thing that gets in our gardens is the striped cucumber beetle. And if I could describe it, it looks like a green ladybug, but it is not a beneficial insect at all. It destroys your cucumbers and melon is what it goes for. And the cucumber beetle, when you see that little green beetle, you can remove it. The new trend in gardening is the lightweight hand vacs that we have on the market that are 18 volt.
Oh, really?
People are that, I have a friend who, when she finds a bug, get ready, don't jump. She's going to make a loud noise. And yes, Judy, I'm talking about you. And she wants someone to come and get the bug.
Oh,
she
goodness.
Doesn't want to touch it. But what you do with the vac is you can vacuum up the cucumber beetles in the vacuum cleaner. You can vacuum up white flies. We're starting to see technology go into our gardens more and more. And as long as you have your battery charged, you can be on bug patrol.
Well, it is. That makes sense.
And people are plagued by cutworms. And cutworms, when you are in your garden in the late evening and everything looks good, and you go out the next morning and you see little tender shoots cut off or something that is starting to wilt, you'll see this cutworm. And I'm not happy about those, but again, it's another thing that you have to look for when you see it in the garden. You have to look for damage. And now's the time when you're going to see the cutworms go. Our fourth pest is Japanese beetles, and they have hundreds of plants that they like, but they are active. The best time to find the Japanese beetle is in early morning when the dew is still on, and their favorite thing is a rose, and you will find that they go down in the center of the rose and eat the petals. They're attracted to plants that have a good fragrance. So the usually the best remedy there is just to have a pint jar with soapy water in it and pick them off and drop them in it. And that eliminates it, and you don't have them laying their eggs in the ground to make the grub that destroys your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So the Japanese beetle is easy to eliminate by just going out early and looking for the signs and picking them off and putting them in the jar. But everybody is troubled by number five on my list, and that's the cabbage worm. And it destroys, if you're a gardener growing cabbage and you want your own vegetables, this can be kind of hard to deal with, but it's a pretty little white butterfly that does all the damage.
Really?
It lays its larvae, it's on the plant, and it hatches out, and it makes holes in the cabbage leaf, and it'll go through the first layer of your cabbage, and it'll eat on down going into the tender growth. But how you can get rid of it is to take a piece of cheesecloth or a footie, a woman's footie, and put maybe a nickel's worth of flour in there and tie it and make just a little dust cloth. And they do not like the flour on the leaves, and they won't lay their eggs.
Is that right? Okay. Well, I have seen those, but I didn't know what they were.
You'll see them and you'll think, oh, butterfly, we're trying to protect our butterflies now and our pollinators. But some things, like the cucumber beetle, it looks pretty, but it's destructive.
Right. My goodness.
And last on my list is the dreaded tomato hornworm.
Yep.
And what happens is your tomato plant can look absolutely beautiful when you are walking the garden in the late evening, and the next morning you can see stems and leaves, and they're usually up again at the tender growth, and you will see little circular, round, blackish balls where the damage occurs. And that's where the cutworm has eliminated what it's eating. But it will give you a sign of where they are if they've eaten leaves that you can't see. Mm. But I had 26 on my tomato plants, and it was seek and search and find them. And the way to do find the tomato hornworm is technology has a flashlight that is a black light that you can go out at 9:30 at night and shine, and these worms will glow lime green.
My goodness.
And you can remove them, and once you remove them, you don't have to spray. But if you don't have this process, or some people can see them, but they're so camouflaged that they can be on a leaf and you can be looking at the plant and not see
mm-hmm.
it.
And they are destructive for sure.
Yes, but that's the six bugs in our garden: the aphids, the striped cucumber beetle, the cutworm, the Japanese beetle, the cabbage worm, and the tomato hornworm that are bothering our gardens and plants right now in Kentucky.
And you've kind of given a brief way to deal with all of them.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's good advice. And again, visiting with Barbara Ray this morning, talking about bugs that are bugging her.
bugs that are bugging
all of West Kentucky. And as you mentioned, this hot weather really brings them out.
It really does. And you have to be vigilant with looking. You need to know your garden and see the damage. But you can remove things by hand. There's other bugs that bother us, like slugs.
Mm-hmm.
You can put out things. I don't like to use chemicals because I eat the food, and I try to use organic ways. Eggshells will keep slugs away, and slugs destroy hostas about this time of year. They'll eat big holes in it, and your leaves will be all pretty, and you go out one morning, and there's great big circles, and that's a slug. But there's organic ways to rid slugs from your garden, and you can put down cornmeal. And again, 5 cents worth of cornmeal around your hostas can build a barrier that'll keep those bugs away.
My goodness. So just actually literally put it around.
You can put eggshells. If you have your morning eggs, save your eggshells. Just put them in a blender and grind them up. They don't like the coarseness of it.
Okay.
And they cannot put down their little sticky trail that marks where they've been.
Yeah. I haven't seen too many slugs this year, but
I've seen about three, and they're headed for my favorite hosta.
Yeah, I'm sure your place is popular for,
oh, yes,
for slugs, all the gardening that you do. And again, if you have a question, you can call us up this morning, 527-3102. And I know, too, moles. I've had some issues with moles this year, and the poison pellets and things like that don't seem to be working. And there is a method that you had mentioned one time, using Juicy Fruit bubble gum, or really any kind of bubble gum, I guess.
Any bubble gum, they don't digest it, and it ends their life. There's things that you can put in there that have a scent that they don't like. Certain herbs, you can make an herb blend, and they don't like the smell, and they will go away. But it takes a large amount of herbs,
okay,
to put in a hole or a run, because they'll have a run, and from it they'll...
Got a call? Okay. But yeah, moles, I know I'm not the only person dealing with them.
A mole can really, as you go out, if you hit one of the holes, it can throw you and stumble you. So you want to get rid of them. But there's traps and things. But I've had better luck with herbs and bubble gum.
Okay. And the bubble gum, you just chew it up, or...
No,
what's the best way? Just the stick
of
gum?
Open it, and you, at the big box store, you can buy a little tub of it. I think it's about $4 or $5.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets rid of the pesky mole, it's worth that
oh,
much.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's a lot cheaper than the other stuff. Let's see here. Let's get to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the air.
Wanting to know, my husband thinks it's stink bugs on his squash, and don't know what to do with them. Not sure if that's what it is, though.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll ask the pro here. Thank you for your call.
Want something that won't kill the bees.
Okay. That's very, very important, not to kill our bees.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank
you.
That's right. Okay. Thanks, Chris.
That's a great question. One of the things with our squash is we have these bugs that get on it, and what they do is they bore and they suck, and they bore into the stem. And the best way about that is to do succession planting. You can use, I use a spray that I make myself, and it is 1 quart of water, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, and 1 teaspoon of a liquid dishwashing detergent. And you're thinking, why are you using dishwashing soap? Liquid You use it as a sticker to put on the plant. They don't like the taste and of the soap because they just don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
The way to get around it is to these bugs reproduce so fast that they devastate the plant and it just goes downhill once you see the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
But the vacuum cleaner is the way. A little handheld or a shop vac is the way. If you have enough cord, I have a little cordless 18-volt vac that I vacuum the car with that needs it right now, mm-hmm. and vacuum small areas when I have a spill or something.
Okay.
But that is one way that you can get those bugs off and eliminate it. But the little organic mixture can prevent them from going to it. But many people, to eliminate this problem, when the heat gets so warm, the bugs reproduce so fast that it really devastates your plant.
Sure.
So now's the time to think about what you're going to have in your fall garden with vegetables.
All right. Let's get to the next caller here. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, this is not a bug question, but I have some old-fashioned petunias that a neighbor gave me another start of. I would guess you call them heirloom, and they come back every year, and they've gotten really leggy, so I think I need to trim them, but I don't know where to cut on the stem because I don't want to lose this start of them.
Okay, so a petunia?
Yes.
Petunia.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll ask Barbara. Thanks for your call this morning.
All right, thank you.
She said it's gotten leggy. I don't even know what that means.
This is the time that our hanging baskets and petunias usually look a little, you're going to have a certain branch that kind of grows out. And I take scissors. I took pictures of my petunias this morning. They look good. And I am I have a pair of scissors hanging on a little rack. I'm constantly trimming off and shaping my plant the way I want it shaped. And they will bounce back. In 2 weeks, you won't be able to tell that you have given it a haircut.
So she won't damage it or anything?
She won't damage it. But you need to feed your petunias if they're in a container if you have it in a hanging basket, because that was one of the things that in the July garden, that if you have hanging planters, we need to feed and give them food, mm-hmm. because they'll use all the nutrients of the soil.
Yeah, that soil goes away the more you water it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. All right. Great calls this morning.
Good questions. All right, we do need to get to a break. I don't think we've even taken one yet, Greg. So we'll do that, and we'll come back with some final words from Barbara Ray right after this.